of knowing Rabbi Cooper extremely well for many, many years. When I went to Gateshead, that was in 1946, he was already there, but it's already quite a number of years. And I think that I admired him extremely from the beginning. May I say a few words of introduction? Yesterday, we had the schus of hearing two sedras being leyent. And the second sedra, Kedoshim, follows on Achrimos and starts off with a wonderful introduction. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe leimer, daber el kol adas b'nei Yisrael ve'omato aleihem kedoshim tiyu, ki kadosh ani Hashem Elokeichem. You don't have to translate. Everyone knows the interpretation. Rashi says, an extraordinary translation, Kedoshim tiyu, hevi prushim min ha'royos min ha'aveira. Keep your distance and away from aveiras and from arayas. Because in Achrimos, we have an extraordinary parsha of arayas. And that is followed at the beginning, in the middle of Kedoshim, again, with a parsha of ensuing with Arayas. So Rashi, interpreting the verse as it is to be learnt, Pshuta K'mashmo, says that this Kedoshim is pertinent to the understanding of Anissa of Arayas. Comes along the Ramban HaKodesh. And the Ramban takes up his cudgels and has a different interpretation. And the Ramban maintains that although he can't disagree with Rashi, that Purushim means from Arayas. But the Ramban HaKodesh maintains that here we are talking about a different level. We are talking about a level of Kedusha which transcends the pure negative side of keeping away from doing wrong. But he explains that Purushim means to keep away and to hallow oneself, to make oneself holy, to make oneself more immune to any thought of involving oneself with any suggestion of an aveira, chas v'sholom, but to make oneself prepared to become kadosh, to withhold oneself from any indulgence in food, in eating, any indulgence in marital relations, any indulgence whatsoever. And the more that one can hold oneself back from being involved in the indulgences of life, says the Ramban, that is the modicum of Kedusha to which a person is elevated to. This is a wonderful Ramban, and he talks more about it. It's not for me now to talk about it, but it is an extraordinary Ramban. And we also find that in this connection, the Sephorno also says that this Kedusha of Klal Yisrael, which the Torah here is underwriting, the Sephorno says, he puts it very succinctly, and he says that this unique quality of the Ribono Shel Olam is to achieve some experience with the Almighty. That is how the Sephorno puts it. All this is an extraordinary introduction to the life of our departed dear friend, a friend of everyone, to Rav David Cooper. David, as I will say, is a dode, a friend of the Ribono Shel Olam. Our duty in life is not only to avoid indulgence in the physical parts of life, but it is also to emulate the qualities of the Almighty. Wonderful qualities. Those qualities, how a Jew, a Yid, who is created the Tzelem Elokim, how a Jew can elevate himself or herself to become spiritually on a level with the Ribono Shel Olam's Kedusha. V'hiskadishtem v'yisem kedoshim ki kodesh ani Hashem Elokeichem. To be able to emulate the Ribono Shel Olam. That is the task of each and every one of us. Every man and woman, every boy and girl has to be taught that the purpose of our life is to become kedoshim. That is why the Ramban, not he is attacking Rashi, but he is elevating the subject of Kedusha to mean much more than the mere translation of avoiding immoral connections. Morai v'rabosai. As I mentioned before, when I went to Gateshead, and I was very enthralled. The yeshiva at that time, the beginning of middle of 46, was still not large. I think there were about 80 people learning. But it was an extraordinary occasion when I went into the Beis HaMedrash. And we all learnt. The spirit of the learning was supreme. And in the evening, there were two storim in yeshiva, and in the evening, some members of the kollel harabonim, which Rav Dessler Zichron Tzadik Livracha had opened in Gateshead, that they came into the Beis HaMedrash and learnt. And I noticed one gentleman, and that is our Nifta. And I was extremely impressed. I'd never known him before. I was extremely impressed that he was learning with a young man, I don't know who. And he was learning with him, and he was putting over a lomdus, the principles of lomdus, deep lomdus. He was learning his most beloved sefer, the Ketzos HaChoshe. And learning this Ketzos with this boy was a limud for me. It inculcated into me not only a love for lomdus, not only a love for learning, not only a love for appreciating every word of Divrei Torah, but it inculcated into me a love of learning for its own sake. That was the power which Rav Cooper gave into me, put into me at my earlier stage in yeshiva. Morai v'rabosai. It is a great zchus to be able to speak about a gentleman I'm not talking about his background. I didn't know his family. But I saw this dedication, this devotion to Limud HaTorah, which began to uplift me, to appreciate what it is to learn not just a Blat Gemara, but to understand the Blat Gemara, to appreciate it, to understand what lies behind the words, the thoughts, and the inner thoughts. This is what I told right at the beginning of that Zman when I went to Gated Yeshiva. And at the beginning of the next Zman, it already became a much bigger yeshiva when we had an influx of another 40 bochrim, and the yeshiva grew for the first time to 120. And now, Baruch Hashem, we learnt, and I can only say that the quality of the learning was of superb influence, not only on our learning qualities, but on our Yira Shamayim. Enough said about Gateshead. I learnt there till 51. And Rav Cooper was in the Kollel. And he went, Rav Plitnik, who was in Liverpool, was very close with Gateshead. Rav Plitnik asked that someone should come to help run the yeshiva in Liverpool. I'm not going to speak about Liverpool now because I know a lot about it. I was there twice before that and I was in the yeshiva. I know what went on. I'm not going to talk about it. But Rav Cooper was chosen and he agreed to go with his dear wife and family. They went to Liverpool in 51. And he was Rosh Hashiva there till 57. Whatever one says, Rav Cooper was dedicated to Limud HaTorah, was dedicated to all that was involved. But life became impossible for his children to have the appreciation of Limud HaTorah. How he and his Rebbetzin learned with the children is another story. But besides all that, he felt that it became not a position which he could hold down anymore. And he decided, for the sake of his children, to come to London. And he came and arranged with Dr. Schoenfeld, and he became a teacher in the Hasmonean school. At that time, our kehilla in Golders Green, Ramuk's kehilla, had a wonderful Talmud Torah. And the beautiful idea of this Talmud Torah was that the boys came after school and learnt from 5 to 6:30 with a new verve of interest in Limud HaTorah. It was an extraordinary experience because I came in 63 and I remember feeling how the boys, when they came from school, were fresh with a Blat Gemara. Rabbi Cooper taught, and not only did he teach, but he was so loved in the Talmud Torah by his boys in the class. He was so devoted to them, so involved with them, and the amount of learning that they achieved was unbelievable. Literally unbelievable. I'm not going to explain now why the Talmud Torah stopped. That's a political subject. It was to do with matters of the change in the way the school was run. But Rabbi Cooper was so involved with the Talmidim, and the Talmidim loved him. There wasn't a moment when the Limud wasn't the sole purpose of their being together. Every moment of that time was learnt the Ava Rabba, literally Rabba. And it was the greatness of Rabbi Munk that Rabbi Munk allowed each teacher of that caliber, when he saw the caliber of Rabbi Cooper, he let him teach as he wanted to, and he didn't interfere. Because here was a man who was teaching for the love of learning. That was the criteria. To come back to this Kehillah, when he was involved here, and I don't know the details, I haven't been able to find out, but when he started amongst the other shiurim, they started the Daf Yomi. And Daf Yomi is a very delicate subject, for me personally, because there's a lot of sacrifices made for Daf Yomi, which are not successful. But when you have a man like Rabbi Cooper, who was so devoted to learn the Daf Yomi with such an ava, with such mesiras nefesh, determined, despite all the teaching in school and despite everything else, he learnt the Daf Yomi with such cheshek that as a result of that, all his fellow disciples were very inspired. The hour that they learned together wasn't just an hour of learning. That is what is the critique of Daf Yomi. But the Daf Yomi people benefited from the preparation of Rav Cooper. His preparation, I once phoned him up and wanted to speak to him. He said, "I'm sorry, today I can't. I'm phenomenon with an Indian in Daf Yomi." That phenomenonkeit, that involvement, that thinking, literally thinking about what you are going to learn, how you are teaching it, what you are teaching, that was a quality that in which he excelled. And that was his limud for the killer for many, many years. I feel that this is a gentleman whom we ought to think of as the Rav said before, he was a tzaddik. He was a normal person, and when you spoke to him, he seemed normal. But his ava for Torah, his ava for mitzvahs, was unbelievable. Really unbelievable. I think it is a great chus that this kehillah had the benefit of having such a beginning with a man who was so devoted, wasn't interested, literally not interested in the financial benefits, not interested in covert, not interested in anything other than to do the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is the greatest that I can say about any man. I believe that Rabbi Cooper, Zichrono Tzadik Libracha, was such a personality. You didn't see it on the outside when you came in touch with him. But although he could be friendly with everyone, and he could discuss matters with everyone, nevertheless, he had his own strong opinions, which he wouldn't force on anyone. But that was his kayach. His children, he was zocher, as I said to the son during the shiva, he wanted his sons to be rabbonim. They didn't become. I think they are lucky. But, no, I didn't mean that much. But Rabbi Cooper has got a tremendous chus that his sons are able to learn beautifully. The son who is with us here today still from the shiva, that son gives a shiur every day, teaches people in learning, gives a black gemara shiur. That is a schus, and the other boys as well. That is a true schus, not just for the difter, but it's a klal for klal Yisrael. But not everybody has to be a rav. Not everyone has to be in a position. They have donned the task of Limud HaTorah for themselves and for the Klal Yisrael without being officially enjoined to do so. What a schus. That is perhaps, I don't want to say greater, but certainly a wonderful schus. Enough said. Moray Barabosai. I would just like to add his Rebbetzin. And he was zocher to build up their family, their three sons, of Talmidei Chachomim, and their two daughters who lived nearby with their families, Baruch Hashem, and have continued with their mother's way of educating their families and their children in a beautiful manner. I personally have a duty to thank the Rebbetzin for so many hard-working days of her life teaching our children in two menorah schools with such dedication for every minute of her hours, every second, and imbued into the children a love for Limud HaTorah. All this is the schus of her dear husband. Of course, the schus of her parents as well, whom I knew very well. But above all, let us think that this man, the Rav of this Kehillah, was a gentleman, a man who could listen to others, who could appreciate others' opinions, but nevertheless had a firm dedication to his ideal, which was to become closer and closer to the Borei Olam each and every day of his life. What a schus! May the Ribbono Shel'Olam grant us all the koach to be able to emulate a little bit of this example, that we should be able to give over to our children a love of the Ribbono Shel'Olam, a love of his Torah, a love of his mitzvahs, to be able to steig, to become greater and greater in the way in which we perform mitzvahs, to do that in the spirit of the Ribbono Shel'Olam. And may the Almighty give us all the schus to be able to rear our families in the wonderful way in which he taught us. Borei Tzion Goel, Lomar Amen.